Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening to all of my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I hope and pray that you're doing well and that you had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend in Christ Jesus. Well, today I have a word of encouragement for you, and the Lord says, I have chosen you. That's the theme today. I have chosen you, says the Lord. I, the Lord Jesus, the head of the church, says to you, dear listener, that he has chosen you. Yes. Let's go to our Bibles. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 35. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. Beginning at verse number 35. And it reads, and again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, John said, behold the Lamb of God. And two of John's disciples heard him speak, and they went to follow Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and he said unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt, and they abode with him that entire day. And it was about the 10th hour. And of the two which heard John speak, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Then brought Andrew Peter to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you at this critical hour of human history. But not only in this critical hour of human history, we also come to you in this critical hour of church history. And not only do we come to you in this critical hour of human history and church history, but we also come to you in this critical hour of our own history, our personal history, our personal history with Christ. Speak to us, Lord. Have mercy on our backslidings. Have mercy, O God, on our souls. Be not grieved with us, O God, for having not walked with you more faithfully. Let your tender mercies us be renewed every morning. We thank you for this word. We thank you for the word that you're about to give us at this time. Bless us, Lord, we pray. Use this word to jumpstart our faith again. Use this word to encourage us once more. Use this word to remind us that you are not finished with us yet. This we ask, this we pray, Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know, one of the most enigmatic characters, one of the most puzzling characters in all of the New Testament is our beloved Apostle Peter. You know, Peter, in the beginning and throughout his walk with the Lord, in his first 3 years, was very wishy-washy. He was here today, gone tomorrow, here today, gone tomorrow, up and down, what we call a yo-yo existence. Never constant, faithful, then couldn't be found. Faithful one day and being at his post, and the next day, AWOL. That's our beloved Peter. That's our beloved Simon. And there's a lot of Simon in all of us. There's a lot of Peter in all of us. You know, Simon is the name, it's what we call his patronic name, the name his father gave him. Simon, Simon, Simon. Simon means faith. Hearing, hearing. Faith, hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So here is this man, Simon, a Hebrew. His father gave him the name Simon. But every time we look at Simon in the Bible, Simon is the name that just reminds us of Simon Peter's weak nature. The Simon part of his name is the weak part of his character. Points to the weak. It's like the sign that says, okay, this is the part in this man that is the weak part, the Simon part. Not only does it point to his father, whose name was Jonas, but it also points to his original father, Adam. Both Jonas and Adam being sinful. And so we find the duality in Peter. We find the duality in Simon. Both names hinged together, tied together. One given to him by his natural father, the other one by his Savior. Simon, Simon, Simon. Simon speaks of his weakness. But then Peter, the name Jesus gave him, speaks of strength. So there you have it. Weakness and strength harnessed together by the divine will of God. Weakness, and strength. Strength and weakness. What a pair. What a pair. Well, it so pleased God. It so pleased God to do the same thing with us. Adam, that we're weak, it's in Christ that we're strong. And I want to encourage you today because the weak side of you has overtaken the strong side. If you can just imagine that. That the weak part of you, the Simon part of you, the Simon part, the part birthed by both Adam and Jonas, that part of you has overtaken the Peter part of you. And yet, knowing how unstable you would be and how unstable I would be, Jesus has chosen us. Amazing. Amazing to see how much Jesus loved us. That he would take us, people who one day were up, the other day were down. One day you're up, one day you're on the mountain of transfiguration, being privileged to see Jesus in all of his glory, Moses and Elijah standing by his side, the next day, here you are telling Jesus he's not going to the cross. Denying Jesus. Claiming that you never knew him. See, one day you're strong, the next day you're weak. And you're the weakest when Jesus needs you the most. Isn't that a travesty? Isn't that a heartbreak? Yet despite of who we are, despite of all of our weaknesses, God has set his eyes on you and me. And he has said to us, what? Follow him. Follow him. Follow him. See, he chose you. He chose me. He knew what we were. He knew that we were Simon. But you see, it's the deposit that he puts in you and me that turns us into the Cephas, into the Peters. So the Lord would have you know today, he did not choose you because you were something special. He chose you and he chose me because we're projects. And what better way to display the power of God and the glory of God, but for God to take weaklings as you and I and to turn us around and eventually turn us into Peters. You see, when Jesus first met Peter, Jesus said to Peter, thou art Simon. You're Simon. You're clay, you're dust. You're Simon. And not only are you Simon, but you're the son of Jonas. In other words, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And Jonas is the son of Adam. And we can trace our lineage all the way back, and we can go back, and we can trace ourselves back to Adam in his sinful state. And what can you expect of men in their sinful state? Not much. But notice what he says in verse 41. He says, or in verse 42, thou art Simon, the son of Jonas, but I'm calling you Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. I'm going to make you into a solid leader. You're going to be a solid leader. You're going to be a useful leader. You're going to be a profitable leader. You're going to be a critical leader. You're going to be a historic leader. See, right now, you're raw material. You're nothing but what? Clay. But after I get through with you, and so my brothers and sisters, perhaps you're walking around guilt-ridden. Perhaps you are not involved in ministry because you feel you let the Lord down. Perhaps you've turned your back on the Lord because you feel that you've let him down so many times that you have lost your usefulness. But the Lord says to you today, chosen you. And when I chose you, I knew you were Simon, the son of Jonas. But I, in time, will turn you into Cephas. Glory be to God. You know, Paul put it this way. Paul said, he that began the good work in you, he that began the good work in me, shall perform it. Shall what? Perform it. Now the key is that we need to understand that we've been chosen and we need to get back on track. Listen, folks. Look, my brothers and sisters. I find you right now in a state of what? In a state of vacillation. Right now you are not producing for Christ. Right now, your calling is on the back burner. Right now, your calling, you tucked it away. And you're the one who's saying. You're the one who's declaring. You're the one who's prophesying that he will never use you. But he says, look what he says in Matthew chapter 4. Look what he says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon. He saw whom? Simon. He saw a guy with great potential, but also with a great downsize. He saw a guy with great potential, but with great problems. He saw a guy who was zealous, but then he saw a guy who can give up quickly. He saw a guy with a lot of enthusiasm. And then he saw a guy who was also a lot of hot air. You see, and the Lord says, walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers. The first one he focused on was Simon, called Peter, and then Andrew. He looked at Simon first, and then he looked at Andrew second. And he called Peter. And then he called Andrew, his brother. And they were casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me. You want to know how you get back on track? You know how you get? You forgive yourself. That's what you do. But the Lord called me, and I failed him, and I didn't fulfill my... Well, you know what? The Lord is saying, get back on track. He says, in his mercy, in his loving kindness, in his long suffering, he says, I've been waiting for you for a long time. I've been waiting for you to turn this thing around. And here I am again, extending to you my hand and saying to you, I'm saying to you right now, what? Follow me. That's what the Lord is saying to you and to me right now. And to all those who are what? Backslidden. Even to those who are not backslidden. Even to those who want to get busy for God. It's evangelism season. It's springtime. What should we be doing right now? What should we be doing? Winning souls. That's exactly what we should be doing right now. We should be out there winning souls. We should be out there casting our nets. we should be out there fishing for men. For Jesus said, follow me, and I will turn you into what? Fishers of men. And the Bible says, that straightway left their nets and followed him. The Lord gave me this word of encouragement today to tell you that you're not finished. Maybe you've written yourself off. Maybe you say, well, my time is past. The Lord called me 20 years ago and I did nothing with it. Well, I'm saying to you today, by means of this humble radio broadcast, the Lord is calling to you right now and saying, follow me. We're in the last days, my brothers and sisters. We're in the last days. The Lord needs you right now. You can still recover that which is lost. You gave up on your ministry. The Lord says to you right now, I've chosen you. Follow me. Follow me. Oh, but Radio Shepherd, you don't understand. My time is past. No, it's not past. You know when your time is past? When you're in a casket. That's when your time is past. As long as you have breath, follow him. Follow the Savior. Follow the Redeemer. Follow your Christ, your cross. Take up your net. Take up the sword of the Spirit. Take up your shield of faith. Take up the full armor of God. Follow him. There is much to be done. Many tracts to be given. Many street sermons to be preached. Many souls to be saved in the prisons. Many souls to be saved at the nursing home. Many souls to be prayed for over at the hospital. Many souls to be saved in our communities. Many, 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 many souls to be saved from drugs and pornography and prostitution. Many souls to be saved from tradition. Many souls to be saved from the prosperity gospel hoodwinkers. There's many souls to be saved. And the Lord says to you, Simon, today, I have chosen you. And when I chose you, I knew you had two natures. I knew there was a Simon part of you, and I knew there was a Peter part of you. I gave you the Peter part. And eventually, the Peter will dominate the Simon part of you. So the Lord says to you today, my brothers and sisters, he chose you. When are you going to choose to follow him? He's beckoning, calling. Don't you hear his voice? Don't you feel him tugging at your heart? Don't you sense he's giving you a ministerial reprieve? Don't you sense that the Lord, listen, folks, this ministry is an odyssey. By odyssey, I mean that ministry is a journey. It's a long journey. Don't give up on yourself so quickly. So, yes, no one's going to deny that you've been idle. No one's going to deny that you walked away from your calling. No one's going to deny that you're in a backslidden state. No one's going to deny that you turned your back on the Savior. But in his mercy, in his loving kindness, in his goodness, he says to you, and he calls you by name. He says, Peter, follow me. Notice he doesn't say, now the Bible says, Matthew recorded, if you read Matthew 4:18 carefully, Matthew recorded, and Jesus saw Simon Peter. Isn't that what Matthew says in Matthew 4:18? Let me read it to you one more time. In Matthew 4:18, Look what the evangelist Matthew wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says in Matthew 4:18, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called" what? That's what he saw, Simon. "And Andrew, his brother." Isn't that what the Bible says? "He saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me." See, when Jesus sees you, he sees all of you. He sees the Simon part and he sees the Peter part. And he's willing to make a full investment in you, Simon Peter. And you'll never be separated. You got to remember that. No minister is perfect. This is an odyssey. This is a journey. This is an adventure with Christ. But he says to you today, in order for you to jumpstart your ministry, this is your golden opportunity. This is your Christ-afforded opportunity. Christ is affording you a new opportunity. He says to you, follow me. Now, perhaps you followed some pastor and you followed some bishop, or you followed some and you got burned. But Jesus says, follow me. Now, don't make the mistake of following man. No, you follow Christ. Today, the Lord wants to encourage you. He wants to, by encourage you, I mean he wants to inspire you to believe him that you can be restored. You can be restored to fellowship in Christ. You can be restored to ministerial fellowship with Christ, for he chose you. The Lord says, I have chosen you. Jesus didn't say to everybody, follow me, but he's saying that to you. For those of you who are able to hear the sound of my voice, the Lord Jesus says, I have chosen you. Follow me. Since he chose you, you owe it to him to follow him. You do Jesus a disservice when he calls you and you follow some organization, or you follow some man, or you follow some women. You do Christ a disservice when he calls you and you wind up following somebody else. He said, follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Are you hearing his voice today? I pray tonight that as you try to go to sleep, you won't be able to. That you will hear his voice saying, follow me. That you would stop avoiding Christ, and that you will say, here am I, Lord, send me. That you will say like Isaiah, here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, send me. The Lord needs you today. The Lord needs you today. The Lord needs me today. The hour is late. The hour is late. Souls must be saved. Evil hour. The harvest is plenteous, the labors are few. Let's get busy for Jesus. Let's get serious for the Lord. Let's do everything in our power, everything we can, humanly possible. Let's do everything humanly possible. Let's do everything we can on our end of it to do right by the Lord. And you will never, ever, ever live to regret this opportunity that the Lord is allowing you right now. An opportunity to restart your ministry in Christ now. It's not for you to restart your own ministry and then ignore Jesus. No, it's a ministry in Christ. He said, follow me. Not go do your own thing. Not go do your own thing. Not go do your own thing, but to what? To follow him. Call of the hour. And I hope and pray with all the souls that need rescuing, I hope and pray that you and I would be serious in the Lord in this hour of great need. I hope and pray that you and I will join him. I want to close today's broadcast with encouraging you to listen to this hymn, Rescue the Perishing. This is what it's all about. If Christ is encouraging you today to join his team, to join him in the mission fields of the world, it's only because it's time to rescue the perishing. That'll do it for today, my brothers and sisters. As we close, may the Lord be with you, watch over you, strengthen you, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow when we have the most important service of our church, which is the prayer service. God bless you. Listen to the hymn, Rescue the Perishing.